Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 13th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We are constitutionalists. We are God-fearing Christians. Obviously, Christians before constitutionalists, because it is God, family, and country. However, they want to tell you we're a bunch of white nationalists and supremacists, and they lie. But you know what? Americans are starting to understand that whenever the mainstream press is talking, they're lying, Kurt. Isn't that what we've really discovered?
Well, when their lips are moving, they're lying, as they say. And by the way, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, I've got to talk a little bit more about this double standard. By the way, last hour we didn't even get to any of our topics that we had listed. We had on Rocky, we had on Kevin, and we talked about a little bit of a recap of the broadcast before yesterday, and we talked about, some of the allegations against Donald Trump. My problem with the allegations are the timing, Kurt, and I'm gonna hammer on that. You got two critical things here to think about. One is timing.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, good point. You know? Well said. The timing is just beyond imagination. So literally they're saying, oh my gosh, he groped a woman 35 years ago, Kurt. But literally 35 years ago. Now, I'm not saying if that was really done.
Well, it's a lot better than having to talk about Bill Clinton's actual rapes and, things like that. I mean, and Hillary's enabling of the rapist. It's a lot better if you, it's basically the shell game. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen them do that where you got the three little shells and you want to keep watching those shells and at the same time you're trying to watch that, somebody's stealing your wallet. That's what's going on.
Now, we're not defending in any way any of Trump's misdeeds, whether they're true or not. We're just telling you that, it's amazing when Donald Trump has these allegations all just pour out right before the election. There's no time to vet these women and find out the truth. There's no time to for example, Donald Trump's filing a lawsuit against the New York Times about their latest lies of women.
Yeah.
But, Kurt, how long do you think it'll take that lawsuit to wind its way through the, I don't know if I should say this word, but the justice system, right? And they know that with 30 days left, there's no way to do much except for, let the allegations fly. Hopefully that'll tank the Donald in the polls. But what I want to do is escalate this discussion. Not only are we talking about Donald Trump kissed a woman or touched her. Other women are saying Bill Clinton literally raped them.
Yep.
And Hillary Clinton literally covered it up. But I want to step to the next thing. There's many allegations that Hillary is a lesbian.
Yep.
There's many other allegations that, you know what, Billy Clinton, redneck Arkansas pervert, literally met with a black prostitute on multiple occasions and paid her for sex. And then from that violation of his covenants with his wife, the woman, the drug addict, the black prostitute, got pregnant.
Yep.
There's a boy named Danny Williams, literally right now, that's like 30 years old, that says, I want a DNA test.
Yeah.
And the mainstream press says, we already had a DNA test. It turns out that a tabloid claims they did a DNA test, but they lied.
That's right.
And the tabloid owner literally has ties to Hillary.
Surprise.
And so you go, what? This web they weave is beyond imagination.
That's right.
This web they weave is beyond imagination. And so what you've got is Danny Williams wants a DNA test, completely being ignored. Many women are saying Bill Clinton literally raped them. Now, again, do you believe these women or Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton? Now, if you say you believe Bill and Hillary, then my response is, what was the impeachment of Bill Clinton about? Oh, the fact that Monica, one of the women, was telling the truth and Donald lied. I'm sorry. Wow. And Bill Clinton lied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know what? We don't have a lot of trust for Hillary and Bill. Now, Hillary said that she turned over all the emails, but now she got caught lying. So these are known, absolutely known criminal liars. So now we got a DNA test by a young man that just wants to know his father.
Mm-hmm.
We've got rape allegations. We've got lesbian allegations about Hillary. But it gets worse, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I know the mainstream press is going to go, don't go here, Sam. It's a conspiracy theory. But what about the dead people, the body count for Hillary?
Yeah.
The Clinton body count is what it's called. Now, you could say, Sam, a lot of these are very unique circumstances. There's no proven allegations. Okay, but there's no proven allegations about these women's stories either about Donald. But they forge ahead, right. Caring not, Kurt. So if we're going to forge ahead caring not about evidence or proof, now I would say this. How are we going to get proof? Let's just take Danny Williams as the most, hardened evidence example?
Yep.
The baby grew into a man and he exists and he can speak for himself. I watched a video on him. He's a pretty nice guy. He's a black gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And black and white, I guess you'd say.
Well, he says he's black.
Yeah.
So I'm just going along with his self-identified race, Kurt.
Right.
You know, but yeah. You're right. He's half.
I think
black.
I'm going to be Asian one of these days because I maybe
should
Thai
eat
because
food.
I like him.
Wait a minute! You can't say that on the radio.
I mean, okay.
You're making fun of the Chinese now. Wait a minute! I was making fun of the Chinese. I better blame it on you. Whatever I'm doing, I should say that you're doing it.
Yeah,
see, Hillary that's what Hillary's doing. Yeah. That's what Bill's doing. That's what the mainstream press is doing as well. If I bring up the DNA test, they're like, we already had one. I'm like, yeah, but it was a bogus tabloid with ties to Hillary. We already had one. No, we didn't. We need a real one. You're a conspiracy theorist without any proof. Well, now the mainstream press is in conspiracy land without any proof on these Donald allegations. Now, these women may be telling the truth. I don't even know. But what I'm telling you is they've intentionally launched this timing-wise to make sure that you can't find out the truth. But when it comes to proof, they're talking about Bill Clinton. Let's take the most hardened example. A boy exists and says, I want DNA to prove the truth. And if we could get a third-party appropriate DNA test, we could get the truth, Kurt.
Yeah.
But, of course, the mainstream press isn't even willing to even discuss it.
Good point.
They're too busy telling you Donald touched this whatever lady. Now, I'm not in any way dismissing if somebody touched somebody. Now, if somebody just goes up and kisses somebody on the lips, Kurt, without their permission, is it sexual assault?
It is a little bit more of a greeting than just shaking hands.
Kurt,
you know, I would say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt ought to be a politician. Did you just hear that? I'm like, hey, Kurt, if somebody just unwelcomely, is that a word? Without a permission, goes up and kisses somebody else on the lips. Is that sexual assault? And Kurt says, well, it's more of a greeting than shaking hands. Okay. But what do you say, though, Kurt? That's what kind of the debate is. And I would simply say, again, you know, we've allowed this situation to happen culturally speaking. For decades, right? Does the media participate in a sexual assault when they allow Miley Cyrus to dance on stage and literally simulate sexual activity with a mock male body part that's like 12 inches long? What do they call that? The foam finger, whatever this thing is? All right, are they participating in some kind of a sexual violation there? I think they've violated the minds and hearts of everybody that is unfortunate enough to have that displayed in front of them, Kurt. And I'm not saying kissing somebody on the lips without their permission is a good idea. I reject that. I think it's wrong. I think it shouldn't be done. But I'm going to say, are you going to compare that to letting a teenager dance on stage in all kinds of salacious activities? What about the Beyoncé music that promotes literally promiscuous activity at every turn, violence at every turn, racial hostilities at every turn. But yet, you know what? Hillary Clinton loves Beyonce, Kurt. They love, the mainstream press loves Miley Cyrus everywhere. And in fact, these are the so-called accepted divas. And if I criticize them, then somehow I'm slut-shaming. See how they come up with these terms, these manipulated realities, folks, that no American falls for. No American believes their lies. But they tell them so often, since they own the media, they make the rules to where you can't hear anything else. And eventually, it takes its toll. That's kind of where we are. Wow. When we get back, we got a whole lot more to break down, but I can't believe this. I'm not defending Donald with any mistakes he's made or misdeeds he's made, but I'm going to tell you right now, the timing of this stinks to high heaven. And even if there's a grain of truth in it, you know that it was politically manipulated for an agenda, and that agenda is not to restore the Republic. I can tell you that right now. It's a binary discussion at this point, ladies and gentlemen. It's Trump. We got to play the Trump card, folks. The people can do it.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Boy, this election season has really required that I rewrite my He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentation. I've got some barn-burning sound bites and visuals relating to news articles and everything else about the administrations being in bed with their favorite talk show hosts and newsmakers. And there's been a lot of allegations about this kind of stuff going forward. I put together probably the most positive proof that the mainstream press is in bed with their favorite elite leaders, if you will. Now, I know leaders is kind of a mocking term in this scenario. But insiders, they've certainly got a game going, a con game going. And I documented it probably more than anybody with He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. But the good news is that now the American people are seeing it firsthand. I was just I don't know if you call me an early adopter or caught on to it sooner than everybody else. Nevertheless, you see it so front and center now, it is beyond imagination. This latest attack of Donald Trump by the New York Times is evidence enough. The timing is beyond imagination. But it gets worse, Kurt. They call it a smoking gun now.
Well, that's right, Sam. And the WorldNet Daily guys got the piece, Greg Corumbos there. They say it's the smoking gun, Hillary agents embedded deep in news media. Now, you know, the first paragraph of their rather lengthy article says major mainstream media outlets now have some explaining to do after the latest WikiLeaks email release reveals reporters, editors, and contributors not just advocating for Hillary Clinton, but apparently colluding with the campaign. Now, you know, I know that there's more we could read about it, but the bottom line is...
Well, there's this line that's interesting, Kurt.
Yeah.
The leaked documents, and by the way, I had to add the word leaked. They just say the documents, of course. But the leaked documents also show Democratic National Committee official and CNN contributor Donna Brazel, is that how you say her name? Tipping off the Clinton campaign to a potential question. A difficult CNN town hall question. They gave her the details ahead of time about this question. And the question was on capital punishment during the Democratic primaries. So Donna Brazel, is that how you say it?
You might say Brazil, or I'm not sure.
Whatever.
But
anyway,
it's Donna B. You know.
Anyway, so Donna says she doesn't remember that, Kurt. But mainstream media outlets are often accused of siding with Democratic Party candidates and promoting their policies. However, this is evidence of active collaboration. That's taken this concern, Kurt, to a new level. And my response is, I've been telling you about that, ladies and gentlemen, for several years.
Amen to that.
See, that's kind of the difference here. These guys are going, wow, we finally got the smoking gun. And I'm saying, I've been showing you in presentations the smoking gun forever. I mean, when you have the president, let's say Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, or George Bush, inviting a bunch of talk show hosts to the White House, and hey, you're not allowed to discuss what we talk about, but you're here, you're getting a steak dinner and special relationship with the President of the United States of America. You start to say, wow, when you have Rush Limbaugh literally publicly admitting that he's the water boy for the Republican Party, you start to go, whoa, wait a minute. And we document this stuff in our presentations. But, Kurt, it's even to the next level now.
Yes, it is.
Now, let me tell you a problem with WikiLeaks, though, Kurt, just to be fair and honest. I believe a lot of the stuff that we're getting is pay dirt. But be very careful, because it's possible for our enemies to throw in one or two or three or four emails that aren't real in the mix of the real news dump, so to speak. And then in that case, they'll throw you off base. Expect that to happen between now and the elections. By the way, Glenn Beck talked about this, and I think he's absolutely right. That it's a serious possibility. That's what usually they do. They tell you 99% truth so that you buy it hook, line, and sinker, and then that 1% lie gets you every time. But the news media, being involved with the Clinton administration and the Clinton candidacy, is legendary. I mean, it's beyond debate. That's what's happening here. So now folks are saying it's the smoking gun. Hillary agents are embedded deep into the news media. Greg Corumbos, WND.com, doing a great job there. You know, WND and The Blaze and Russia Today, and there's several news services that just do a stellar job. The Daily Caller, Liberty News Daily, and others. It's just tremendous. Hey, Kurt. I guess Art Robinson's talking about closing the schools. Man, I hope we get that done. Think we can
close
schools
down? Well, that's a great point, Sam. This is somebody we've been, or an idea we've been talking about, what, forever? But this guy apparently, he's a PhD, Sam. So,
Art Robinson, PhD. You got to trust this guy.
So he's pretty smart. But
actually, that's what scares the heck out of me, though.
Well, at a dinner recently, this piece from WorldNet Daily says, a friend told me that he had called Peter DeFazio's office. By the way, he's a 15-term progressive congressman whom this guy opposes. And he asked about his claims that Art Robinson is anti-education. I guess he said, oh, yes, he was told Robinson is definitely against education, followed by remarks embellishing this. How can this be, my friend asked. Robinson's six children all have college degrees in science and engineering. Five of the six have doctorates. Click, DeFazio's man hung up on him. Anyway, this guy goes on to say basically he's got all this experience in the education world and all this kind of stuff. My problem with it is he says what he wants to do with Washington, D.C. schools is shut them down and then reopen them and then only hire certain ones, get rid of the unions and all that kind of stuff. So there's some real good stuff here. Number one, it'll never really happen, at least in my opinion. Although he is a smart guy, and maybe somebody will listen to him for that reason. But the real solutions, hey, you get all government funding out of education because it's not supposed to be there. And let the private sector, individuals, homeschooling, private schools take over. Right, Sam?
There you go. But I don't even understand this idea. You know, Americans just need to take their kids out of the schools and then they can just implode on their own, Kurt. You know?
Well, it's a great example. I mean, you've heard people say to you stuff like, over the years as we've homeschooled, they'd say stuff like, well, having your kids out won't make that big a difference because they'll keep spending all the money.
Yes, it will. My kids will understand the truth and be free, baby.
Yeah, but what I like to say to them then is, so you're saying that if there were no kids there, they'd keep spending the same amount of money? But anyway, that's just...
And you're also saying that if no kids were there because the parents took their kids out, that the American people wouldn't demand the tax reduction.
Now, it's interesting.
Like, hey, I know those government schools are open. No one's in there. Yeah. They're like set up for 5,000 students and empty as a, you know, it's like a ghost town in there. I think the American people would be like, hey, can we like shut down this thing?
With
maybe sell it off to
money.
The private sector and pay down our debt or something? Can we? And real intelligent discussions would start to happen anyway.
And in this guy's article, he does point out that he says, on the average, American federal, state, and local taxes collect more than $10,000 per academic year for each American K through 12 student. That's more than $300,000 cash for each teacher and a class of 30 students for 9 months. He says in Portland, Oregon, it's $360K, and in Washington, D.C., it's $450K, by the way. If, he says, that $300,000 were given to any one of our nation's many great teachers, he or she, well, it says she or he in this case, could raise her own salary, hire an assistant.
I don't think they ought to be able to use those terms. I think they ought to replace it with His Majesty.
Rent a classroom, give those 30 students a great education, and have lots of money left over. Yeah, amen to that.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. You got racist black people running around. How can this be?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. During the reign of Barack Obama, tens of millions of Americans have joined the ranks of discouraged job seekers, unemployed people who have effectively given up looking for a job. Countless others have had to hold down several part-time jobs simultaneously, including, in a growing number of cases, both adults in economically challenged households. At the same time, the political class has enjoyed unprecedented prosperity, even those who leave government for positions in the private sector. Former Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, who essentially inherited his seat from his father, Birch Bayh, spent most of his final year in office on a taxpayer-subsidized search for a lucrative corporate position, even as he voted on issues of interest to future corporate bosses, reports the AP. In February 2010, Bayh announced his retirement from the Senate, angrily describing himself as disgusted with gridlock and eager to contribute to society in another way. 2 days later, Bayh was on the phone with a job headhunter, Jim Citrin of the Spencer Stewart firm. He then carried out a series of meetings with potential employers, including Apollo Global Management and Marathon Petroleum. Concurrent with his job interviews, Bayh also voted against measures that would have either imposed capital gains taxes on those companies or eliminated deductions they enjoy. Voting against a tax increase is hardly objectionable if this is done for the general public benefit, as opposed to being a narrowly targeted favor for an interested party who stands to reward the lawmaker who casts the vote. In July 2010, Bayh was elected to the board of Marathon Petroleum Corporation. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now, I don't understand how this could be, because I always hear from blacks that black can't be racist. Man, you got a black-owned bakery going on. It's crazy over there, Kurt. It's just crazy.
Well, it's a great point, and I guess, Sam, they made some kind of a cupcake, Sam, and this is, their bakery is called Fat Cupcake. I mean, that's a little politically incorrect, you know, calling yourself fat. But they say it's a specialty bakery. And this is a Liberty News Daily piece, by the way. And they opened their doors back in September, well, not that long ago. And they immediately ran into trouble with a self-appointed tolerance police. They took offense at a pastry called Mr. President. What was this Mr. President pastry? Well, it was an Oreo cookie baked inside white cake. Now, I don't know, it seems normal to me if you got a president who's white and black, you know. But anyway, they say Angelica Hayes, she's the owner of the bakery. She told the Oregonian newspaper that the odd name of the cupcake reflects the fact that Barack Obama loves Oreo cookies. Seeking to dispel the idea that the name of the confection has racial overtones, she says, hey, I myself am black. Well, there you go. I guess she's fine. I mean, as long as she's black, trying to demonstrate pretty much say and do anything.
She's demonstrating the absurd by being absurd. She can say or do anything as long as she doesn't stand with good, honest white people on principles. See, if we ignore color, Kurt, and we just stand on principle, then she's an enemy. She's like an Uncle Tom. She's a sellout. She's an enemy. But if she were, you know,
exactly right,
really
just
a liberal.
Just like that friend of ours, Tracy, said, right?
Yeah, by the way, we're getting her back on the program, too.
Yeah,
because she's a great lady with principles. And anyway.
Yeah. Fun.
Tracy Winbush is her name.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can't name your bakery Fat Cupcake, Kurt, first of all. I mean, what kind of a deal is that? But it gets worse because this lady just, what? It's a racial cupcake because of the colors in it, Kurt? Is that right?
Well, that's what they say, Sam. I mean,
restaurant, Blue Lemon, right? I mean, that's like a Blue Lives Matter restaurant. Shut that sucker down.
Good point. You know,
see but, how crazy I mean, it's we've just become, folks.
Nuts. Yeah.
I mean, I think they ought to take those fat boys, those, you know, ice cream sandwiches off the market. I mean, they might as well just call them Bubba sandwiches, right? Fat boys. By the way, they're good. Did you know that? Fat boys are fantastic. Anyway, I guess the New York Times gave Hillary veto power on quotes, Kurt. Just to document the mainstream press in bed with the campaign.
Yeah. I mean, imagine, you know, we think of the press as, well, at least we thought in years ago, as, you know, you think, hey, they're working to report things, and they certainly wouldn't just call up candidates and say, hey, is this okay if we say this? You know, but that's basically what the New York Times did, Sam, and I think does, you know.
And we're into conspiracy theory?
Pretty amazing.
Wow. I mean, it's just amazing. Believe it or not, on the WikiLeaks, Kurt, they even said that there were, when Hillary would give a speech, it would be all scripted out so she'd know what to say. And it even has little prompts in it telling her when to smile and stuff, Kurt.
Well, that's better because then the reporters can know when to take a picture, Sam.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Now, somebody calls Chelsea Clinton a spoiled brat, Kurt. Who is it?
You know, I can't really remember, but I'm really shocked that Chelsea Clinton with the
Well, it says Aide,
parents.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it's A-I-D-E. Is that someone's last name?
No, that's just a fancy word for calling it some helper in the Clinton campaign.
And you spell it A-I-D-E?
Yeah.
And this person calls Chelsea a spoiled brat. Why don't we name names, Kurt?
Well, I mean, because at least to me, the issue shouldn't be that impressive or surprising. I mean, imagine the kind of parents that Chelsea's had. I mean, that girl has had a tough go at life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, now I think the big to-do in the latest attack at Donald right before this latest one about sexual, you know, whatever, allegations is what I'm going to call them at this point, was this idea about Donald doesn't pay taxes. And a lot of these mainstream press news organizations went out into the public, Kurt, to try to see what the American people, they were hoping to put together this incredible video attacking the Donald and having the American people just be livid. The problem is when they got out there on the beat, Kurt, on the street, everybody they interviewed are like, so what? I don't care that Donald got out of taxes. I think he's pretty smart. Hey, I get out of all the taxes I can too, don't you? And all these comments where they couldn't even put a video together, Kurt. The mainstream press couldn't even put an attack Donald video together about that issue. Well, the reason I bring it all up is because now we're talking about this, but the mainstream press is not. How Hillary avoided paying taxes, Kurt. Isn't that Liberty News Daily again?
Yes, it is, Sam. Okay. Good point. Yeah. And, you know, this one, of course, they wouldn't really want to talk about that. But Zero Hedge reported that Hillary Clinton, she utilized a $700,000 loss to avoid paying some taxes back in 2015. She still showed a massive gain due to all her other income, but she used the same tax scheme she condemned in Trump's taxes to lower her own tax burden. Huh.
Anyway, and I just find that fascinating. Now, by the way, we're not attacking Hillary over this. Because I think Hillary should get out of all the taxes she can, too.
Good point.
And I think Donald should, too. The point is the double standard being manipulated and forced on the American people by the mainstream lying press. And that's the problem. So I commend Donald for getting out of all the taxes he can. I try to get out of all the taxes that I can. I legally do my very best to pay as little as possible. And everybody else should do the same, including Hillary. And I don't have a problem with Hillary doing this either. My problem is that they hold Donald over the fire for doing it. And they let Hillary off the hook for doing it.
Yeah, they say it's even patriotic because you help the economy when you have your money and you spend your money into the economy. Remember when they sent us all like a $600 check and said, hey, you know, let's work to help the economy? Hey, you know, I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about. By the way, the article does reference geopolitical analyst Joel Skousen, a frequent guest on Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable, as well as our partner, who insisted that Trump did himself a disservice by not defending the proper aspects of this tax law.
But you know what? That often is the case for Donald. He's right on a lot of points, but he misses the ability to clearly define what's happening. For example, when they start talking about Donald's sexual improprieties, what Donald needs to do is he needs to simply go get Danny Williams and appear alongside Danny Williams demanding a DNA test. Donald just needs to simply say, I brought Danny here with me to every rally that I'm going to now, and we're demanding a DNA test, mainstream press.
Here he is. You know, let's talk about it. Yeah, good point. Joel Skousen says that Donald could have responded in this way. Look, these are income taxes, and the income is calculated after losses are deducted. This is not some loophole for the wealthy. Everyone has the right to offset income by the loss of income he or she suffers. My big losses in 1995 will take me many years to make up. They have absorbed all my recovery income for years, and the fairness of the tax code allows anyone in a situation of loss to not pay taxes on that income until it overcomes the loss. End quote. Huh. Imagine that.
But I still say that Donald should just bust out and bring, when they bring up the IRS, and he used to have a big old rally with 10,000 plus people happening and all the cameras rolling. And he needs to bring our buddy Joe with him. You know who I'm talking about, right, Kurt? His name is Joe Bannister.
Oh, that's
and he ought to just say, you know, my friend Joe's going to educate y'all on the IRS. And we're going to shut that sucker down, okay? And when it comes to these sexual improprieties, my buddy Danny Williams wants a DNA test on Bill. See, we need to take off the gloves, and I appreciate that Donald's pretty salty in his talk and everything else, but he doesn't really go far enough and take off the gloves in a meaningful way, Kurt. Same thing's true with this tax thing. Instead of explaining the reality of the tax code succinctly like Joel Skousen has, Donald's just like, well, of course I'm smart. Well, he is kind of smart. But, you know, comparing to telling Hillary when to smile, it's like, well, it's pretty hard to get your arms around these complicated issues, I guess. But Bill O'Reilly's in the news, Kurt, and I want to know where Bill was over the last several years while I've been telling you that he who owns the media makes the rules. Where was good old Bill O'Reilly then, Kurt? But better late than never, Bill O'Reilly comes to the table and Kurt Crosby will break it down in seconds, huh?
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
All right, hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The New York Times, Hillary Clinton, many other outlets blaming Donald for not paying taxes. Donald smartly paid as little as possible. The tax law is clear. Americans across the country get it. They're saying, I pay as little as I can too, don't you? To the mainstream press. But the New York Times got caught avoiding taxes as well, and so did Hillary Clinton. How Hillary avoided paying taxes is the headline from LibertyNewsDaily.com. But now we're talking about Bill O'Reilly. We're documenting the mainstream press is in bed with the Hillary campaign, and O'Reilly even now jumps on the bandwagon to admit it, huh, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and, you know, I have seen O'Reilly, the O'Reilly factor or whatever it is, a few times, but never really much there. But, you know, I think he's just kind of late to the party, don't you think, Sam?
Well, yeah, but we'll accept him better late than never, I guess.
Yeah,
at least he's documenting the facts for a change.
Yeah, and, you know, he says O'Reilly said he's 100% convinced of the media plot against Trump. He said, I'm talking about big conglomerates, news organizations of sent, not officially, but through the corporate grapevine, that we don't want anybody supporting Trump. If you study it, you can see which ones they are, he said. He said the first 30 minutes were crucial for Trump after the 2005 hot mic comments about, you know, the stuff we talked about. He said that was the key to Donald Trump's life. Not just the presidential race, his life. If he had faltered in those first 30 minutes, his brand was done. He was done and the election was over and everything, but he didn't falter. He took what came at him and he turned it into at least a stalemate, said Riley, calling that portion a huge win for Trump. He said Trump was then able to go on offense for much of the final hour, if sometimes effectively, sometimes not. He's talking about the debate, but, you know, it's
but
just
O'Reilly admits
that O'Reilly
three
would
large media organizations at least are ordering their employees to destroy Donald Trump. I hope an employee or two defects and stands up like Sean Bergen and others have done. That's what we're hoping for now. There's also the New York Times and CNBC in the mix, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and, you know, as far as I know, the CNBC guy, John Harwood, yeah, was basically one of the main moderators of the thing, and he, you know, had this to say about, he had basically
so let's
in the
make
past
it clear. Hold
according
on.
To things.
There's email, yeah, WikiLeaks that says John Harwood was advising the campaign and tipping off the campaign and protecting the campaign and helping the campaign, and then he turns out to be one of the moderators. And
that's
then when
right.
you and I and say the moderators are absolutely in the tank for Hillary, they say you're involved in conspiracy theories. And now we have hard evidence, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess in a December 2015 email to Podesta, and I think Podesta's the basically inside Hillary, you know, supporter or, you know, advisor, this guy bragged, this news guy, and I put news in quotes, he bragged about his much criticized debate performance in which he asked Trump, quote, "Let's be honest, is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?"
And I would have responded back, "Yes, John, it is." And the reason why is because you people are in bed with the Clinton administration and the Clinton candidacy, the Clinton campaign, and you pretend you're a journalist. You pretend that you don't have any bias or leanings. You lie and don't tell the who, what, when, where, why of the story. And yes, you've turned it into a circus, my friend, and it needs to stop now. The subject line of an email that this John Harwood sent read, "Watch out, Ben Carson, could give you real trouble in the generals," talking to Hillary. And it turns out that I guess some interviews with Ben were included in the email, Kurt.
That's exactly right, Sam. I mean, you know, you just basically get to see more of what we already thought. We already, you know, we just haven't been able to see the actual words from the individuals.
But, Kurt, this is why I bring up the he who owns the media makes the rules that I've been talking about. I don't have these latest examples in my presentations because they're just recent, right?
There's so many of them.
And there's some good point. But I've documented it big time to where they're all in bed together. And
good point.
Now, the next headline, Donald Trump escalates fight with GOP leaders as part of unity phrase. So what you got now is really it's not just the Democrats in bed with Hillary. It's the Democrats, the Republican insiders against the rest of us, Kurt. It's the mainstream press against the rest of us.
Well, and it's one of the, I thought it was interesting because it's a local media piece. KSL is a local media outlet close to us. And they took this AP piece and they put this headline so that they pretty much instilled the idea in the individual that, hey, Trump is against the Republicans. And yet, in my opinion, the Republican leaders who've been against the normal people, like you said, Sam, basically forever. You know, the McConnells, the Boehners, the, you know, just go on down the list, the guys who, you know, will say a bunch of stuff and never do anything. And so that's why you got the normal, I guess, red-blooded American who, you know, comes out and supports Trump.
And let's be incredibly clear.
Yeah.
Donald Trump might be against the elite Republicans that betray their platform.
Good point.
And might be against the elite Republican insiders that are really parlaying with Democrats for the destruction of the country and in bed with the mainstream press with the hostile same agenda. But Donald Trump is not against the platform, and Donald Trump is not against the rank-and-file Republican who means well and wants to make America great again. Not even maybe, Kurt. And if you don't believe me, go look at the crowds that support Donald, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, that's right. They're just hoping for a solution, most of them. And most people, I believe if they were given even a better choice, better choices like Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley, they would... You know, they would throng there, but they're told, hey, here's your two choices, and that's the way it is. Now, Donald Trump did say, I guess he said, disloyal Republicans are far more difficult than Democrat Hillary Clinton. They come at you from all sides. They don't know how to win. He said, I'll teach them. And, you know, then, of course, the article references
Ryan. Well, the best way Donald could win is he could come on Liberty Roundtable Live. And that'll be like the pinnacle of his career anyway, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, before we get to the end of the hour, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to get this in, Kurt. There's a poll that you just sent to me that we've got to kind of cover because it slashes and slaughters, again, the deceptive narrative of the mainstream press. Right, Kurt?
Well, that's right. The headline from Drudge is he's back in the lead, and the Rasmussen reports right now, they say the full results of Sunday night's debate are in, and they should say, and the fallout from the weekend's, you know, releases about Donald Trump and stuff are all passed, And yet the latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey shows Trump with 43% support among likely U.S. voters to Clinton's 41%.
So after all that, after the, all these media personnel in bed with Clinton, with the Democrats against Clinton, and literally mainstream press organizations that are supposed to not have a dog in the fight, that are supposed to be kind of neutral media, news reporters and everything else, and they're not supposed to report with bias, you know, responsible journalism, etc. With all that going on, and then even the Republicans turning against Trump, he's still winning, Kurt.
Well, that's what they say, and I guess somebody will say, well, Rasmussen is probably a Trump-owned surrogate or something like that, but I don't think so, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
All I can tell you, it's very interesting. And it just goes to show that, you know what, I started out the program saying, you know what, the mainstream press is absolutely melting down. They're losing credibility every day with the WikiLeaks or the email leaks, with Bill O'Reilly documenting the truth, Glenn Beck's documenting the truth now, Rush Limbaugh's documenting the truth now. They're all jumping aboard the Sam Bushman bandwagon, even Michael Savage, and they're starting to admit, you know what, Sam was right. He makes the rules, but you know what? That's changing. They're losing their gatekeeping credibility, Kurt. Every single day they lose more. And the more they attack me and call me a racist, then the more we realize it's just clown media, Kurt. Clown media.
A little bit more on the Rasmussen report, where they say that Trump is ahead now 43-41. They say yesterday Clinton still had a 4-point lead, 43-39, so that changed, you know, pretty quick. But they say that was down from 5 points on Tuesday and her biggest lead ever of 7 points last Monday. So, you know, these guys are polling it almost every day.
Yeah, and what they then say is that, say, Sam, you don't believe the polls when Trump's down, but you do believe the polls when Trump's up. No, I think the polls are a scam either way. Let's be clear. I'm not saying I believe the polls when Donald's up, and I don't believe the polls when Donald's down. I'm telling you the polls are a sham altogether. But I am telling you that the proof is you go see the crowds that support the Donald and see the crowds that support Hillary, and the nation's viewpoints are clear. Americans are sick of the government and mainstream press political insiders, and they're about to toss them all out on their ears. That's what's happening, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
No matter what,
they
the polls
would if
lie.
They could.
They would if they could. That's right. And whether we can or not all depends on, again, the media is still pretty powerful. Don't ignore them. Secondly, there's election fraud going on everywhere, voter fraud everywhere. You know, you put that together and you got a pretty dire reality. They've set all kinds of rules up to make sure they stay in power, folks, but we're dismantling it left and right, and they don't know what to do. That's why they're panicked and fear in their eyes. But the more they have panic and fear in their eyes, the more we expose them. Isn't it delightful to watch? Tragic but true. Liberty Roundtable Live, this nation shall endure.